friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Woo! Hey guys, welcome to episode 3. Woohoo!
Welcome back.
So I think we are filming this, or we're recording this on New Year's Eve. So we would probably do this even if it's not New Year's Eve, but I think we should start off with a shot.
Of course.
We made it 3 episodes thus far. I think that's pretty epic, right?
It's definitely shot worthy.
All right, here we go. Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yummy, yum, yum. Okay. So we're excited to have all you guys listening with us again for our 3rd episode. And as we head into 2021. So I guess we'll just start off with maybe a little bit of catch up between us, kind of talk about what's been new with this whole podcast lifestyle that we've totally thrown ourselves into in the past month.
Yeah.
I must say, I think we should say thank you to all the people who have reached out to us via Twitter.
Absolutely.
And again, you can reach us on Twitter at @FWAT_podcast. We've got a lot of really good advice from some couples on mm-hmm. Twitter. We appreciate all the follows, all the retweets, all the likes. It's been so amazing that so quickly there's been so many wonderful people on Twitter to reach out and kind of give us some support. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. I want to echo that and say thank you to everyone who has reached out and again, provided that advice or given some feedback. So far, so good. I feel like it's been mostly positive. So we definitely appreciate that. But seriously, mm-hmm. please let us know if there are different topics or things that you would like us to address. I'm sure the other podcasters that might be listening can attest to the fact that coming up with content maybe can get a little challenging, especially in light mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. not going out as often anymore and maybe not having quite as many things to talk about as we would have in other years. So certainly if there are different things that you would like to hear us address or talk about from our, you know, different experiences, we would love to hear from you. And again, thank you to all of you that have reached out. We appreciate it. And we would love to hear from you again in the future. So please keep it coming.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Twitter, I know neither of us used Twitter before this.
No,
right?
Not really.
Wow. Like, it is not censored, is it?
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's just because, well, obviously we're trying to follow lifestyle people and people who are very open, but yeah. I was legit watching porn on yes. Twitter the other night.
Yes.
Instagram doesn't allow that shit.
No, it does not.
I have to censor our nipples. Well, that's why I censor it on Twitter too, just in case.
Right.
But
I don't think it matters. There are no holds bar on Twitter. And I didn't realize that. And it's fine. I'm not offended. Like, I don't want to come off, you know, I don't think either of us are prudes by any means. But I was just very surprised to see that. I guess I, again, having not really used Twitter, I didn't realize the mm-hmm. extent of the content that is allowed on that platform. So yay for Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. I think what was most surprising for me, and this is going to make me sound like such an idiot and so naive, but, you know, here it is, world. Like, you know, you're going to love me or hate me for it. But the cream pies, like I'm scrolling through the feed on Twitter and just there's cream pies to the left and the right.
Wait, like the stuff you like the food?
No.
What is a
cream pie? No.
All right,
no.
I'm an idiot.
Not the food.
What's a cream pie?
Please I don't really know. Like, I mean, I'm not Merriam-Webster over here for like a technical definition, but
I can kind of guess.
In the videos I've seen, the cream pie appears to be, I've seen it with a woman squatting over a partner. Oh. And like dropping little globules. I know, so sexy, isn't it? Of, I guess,
her
cum, juices, whatnots, fluids, bodily fluids.
Like anywhere on his body?
Just like, yeah. I mean, typically on the penis, I feel like, is where I've seen it dropped. But I can't even fathom. I don't think I can do that. So I don't know if that's something you have to practice. Like now I need something. This is something I need to research and learn more about. Because I feel very naive about it all. But it definitely took me by surprise. Again, not that I was offended. I enjoy all the things.
Oh, yeah.
But again, not really understanding all that Twitter allows and then scrolling through our feed and seeing that, I was a little surprised.
Well, thank you for that education session there.
You're welcome.
No, honestly, I didn't know what that term meant. You could guess, like, the cream pie, that's what that means. But yeah, I've been a little surprised by what we've seen on Twitter, too. Not offended at all. It's interesting. Yeah. I'm just shocked that it's allowed on social media.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, honestly. Yeah. And I mean, not that we don't want to see more of that, but definitely if any of you listeners out there are actual real swinger couples who don't always want to share all of that crazy, sexy, naughty stuff. You're just trying to like get in contact with other swingers and lifestyle friends like us. We would love to connect with you on Twitter. We'd appreciate kind of hearing from a little more of the, I don't know, real couples, and not just those who are trying to link us or clickbait us into like their pornography sites or their OnlyFans or whatever it is. We want a little bit of that. Sure, that's fun. But we would love to hear from any of you listeners who are just some regular, everyday, average, casual swingers just like us.
Absolutely.
And again, you can find us on Twitter. We're friends with a twist at @FWAT_podcast.
We're always looking for new friends to twist with, so reach out and let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, so seriously, all you real couples, lifestyle couples out there, please hit us up on Twitter. We would love to hear from you, connect, become friends, maybe hang out one day, who knows. But seriously, we would love to hear from you if you have any feedback or anything you'd like to share with us.
Sounds good. So we're going to move into our chick chat segment. And with that, we're going to start by asking Madison, what's new with you and Barry?
What have we been doing? Nothing too crazy, to be honest. Let's see. We've mostly been talking to other couples on SLS, our lifestyle website that we use. Not really planning to set anything up in the imminent future, but just kind of staying connected with people so that when things around us open up a little bit more, restaurants open up, everyone's comfortable being outside, then we'll be ready to hang out with some of these new people. So it's been lots of just communicating with people via email, and I am on that website. Oh, we've also been trying out some more of our new toys from my little surprise Christmas toy thing from Barry that he got me randomly.
Awesome.
Whole bunch of vibrators, but then we also used the other night this little panty vibrator.
Ooh.
You know how you can just insert it down there, obviously, down near the vagina, and then you can go out and about, and he can actually control on his phone like how fast it goes, the intensity. It can also be hooked to the radio, so we were driving to run some errands, and it was like vibing to the beat of the music.
That sounds amazing.
It was actually pretty awesome, I'm not gonna lie. So that's been fun, this little Bluetooth panty thing. And it's not, we've tried a couple where it's like the little rod size that you fit in your panties, but no, this one was different. I don't know, it just fit in better and it was powerful. Oh my god. So where were we going? We were doing total like nonchalant errands to pick a few things up, and I was just, oh, we went to the Apple store. That's where we were going. So random. But we had to go there to figure stuff out. And we walked in there, and here I felt like I had a bomb in my pants. Like, I felt like so sneaky going in there because I was like walking past, they had security. Wow. Walking past security with like a vibrating thing in my pants. And I just kept going. No one stopped me. But it felt so like, I don't know, like sneaky and fun and like not allowed. So that was pretty cool. I don't know. Have you ever tried one of those?
No, but I'm intrigued. Yeah. And that totally spices up a run to the Apple store. Seriously. Which generally is probably not like, if you're at the Apple store, like there's problems, shit's not working, like that's not really a fun run.
Usually
necessarily.
Yeah.
So that's an excellent idea to spice it up a little bit that way.
Yeah. I mean, I must say you have to be careful sometimes, because if you go someplace that's pretty quiet and your partner's kind of busting up that intensity, people might be giving you the weird side eye and wondering what that noise is. But other than that, it definitely spices up the everyday today, especially while we can't really get out and meet a lot of people right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess that's kind of the most of the stuff we've been doing lately.
Nice.
I don't know. How about you, Kenzie? You and Gary, what have you guys been up to?
Well, so we have one, I guess, story perhaps of note.
Okay.
So Gary found me, well, I guess us, sorry. Sorry, Gary, whoever you are out there listening, found us a single guy to pursue.
Yes.
Which is somewhat of a first for us. We had a little single male experience way back when, But it was somebody that we knew in our vanilla life as well as sort of the swing world.
Wow.
He was one of the few sort of vanilla friends that knew about this other side to us. And again, this was years ago. So we haven't really dabbled in that since. But we found a man to meet up, to chat with. So it was going well in the virtual world chatting.
How long were you chatting with him before you met?
My gosh, weeks, like a couple weeks.
Holy moly, I've never chatted that long.
I know. And I felt like it was getting to that point where it was either like, let's meet cut the losses. Like, let's just move on. So because of freaking COVID and all the shit going on right now, it isn't so easy to just meet someone at a bar and have a drink like we would have normally done.
True. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like bit the bullet and invited this individual to our house, which is not something that we would normally do. Oh. We definitely prefer to meet people in general in the lifestyle out in public, have a drink, mm-hmm. and kind of like gauge the scenario. Is there chemistry?
Less pressure that way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, given the circumstances, it was sort of like, you know, what the hell? Here we go. Okay. So, I don't know. Don't judge us too harshly, but this is what we did. And it was not the best experience ever.
Oh, no.
Why? So the guy arrives about a half hour later than he said he was going to be here. Yeah. Okay. So not the end of the world, but also a little annoying for our sort of type A personalities. So, okay, fine. He also showed up empty-handed, which, again, is probably not the end of the world. Like, this isn't a date. Like, I wasn't expecting flowers or anything like that. But I thought maybe, like, a six-pack or a bottle of wine. Something. I don't know. And maybe that wasn't realistic. And, again, so, like, not the end of the world, but I'm just throwing that in there for context. And then, so he gets here, and Gary and I have this dog. And she's a little old lady at this point and has never been super friendly, unfortunately. And our dog did not have a very favorable opinion of this new man coming into our house.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. Oh. So maybe I should have just taken that as a cue of what was to lie ahead for the evening. So yeah, the dog was not a fan and it is what it is, but...
But you still, like, kept going
with him. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah. He's here at this point. So, you know, like, we invite him in, give him a beer, tell him to wash his hands. Like, I don't know. It's fine. So it was kind of one of those situations where normally Gary and I wouldn't do that. Like, we wouldn't just have somebody right to the house. And this experience kind of reconfirmed why we don't do that. This would have been a situation where if we had met this individual out in public, I think after that first drink or two, we probably would have been giving each other a signal that it was not really what we were hoping for.
So can I ask why? Was it like looks, just personality, conversation, everything?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So yeah, we kind of both felt like the real image didn't exactly match the photos.
Oh, been there.
The personality was fine. Nice, polite, respectful. I mean, no complaints necessarily.
It's good.
But not, there just wasn't that sort of click, that chemistry, that sort of, I don't know, pizzazz. And again, I mean, it's no one's fault. It's, you know, it just kind of is what it is. I think there was definitely a lot of nerves as well for us as well as him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I do give him credit. You know, he came to a stranger's home.
Yeah, it takes a lot for them too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. And I think we were a little nervous as well. And just maybe like a little bit of that perfect storm of just not, just things maybe just weren't quite right. So not the best match.
Yeah.
So
what'd you do?
So we had some drinks, which always helps. We actually played a couple games. We have a few different like swinger kind of like card games.
Oh, okay.
To sort of help break the ice.
That's fun.
So we did that. So we broke the ice a little bit and we did end up essentially in sort of like, I don't know how to even describe it, more of like a soft swap situation. I don't know. How much detail do you want?
Hello. Just a little juice.
All right.
Just a little cream pie.
So there, I gave him some oral.
Okay.
Gary banged me a little from behind while that was happening.
Nice.
Some of that type of stuff. but me giving oral was pretty much the extent of the interaction with this new guy.
He didn't reciprocate?
No.
Was it? Do you think? That's interesting. I wonder why.
I don't know.
That's not cool.
But I also wasn't, like, I didn't want to just, like, I don't know.
Sit on his face.
Demand it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just sort of awkward. So, yeah. So, not exactly all that we had hoped for. And I thought I was sort of managing my expectations. I wasn't expecting the world out of this encounter.
Yeah.
But not quite what we were hoping for. And, I mean, in fairness, maybe he would say the same thing. And, you know, I couldn't really blame him. Like, you know, the dog gave him some shit coming in the door. Like,
yeah,
that's awkward. Just showing up at a stranger's house is awkward. So I don't want to make it sound like it was all his fault or like that he's some terrible person. I mean, that's not my message by any means. No. But I think for us, sort of the takeaway for Gary and I was that we really do prefer to meet people out sort of in a more casual, sort of no expectations setting. Mm-hmm. I think that tends to work better for us. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's something we might look at in the future, but maybe not, you know, right this second. I think we might take a break from that avenue and try to connect with some other people instead when that becomes a little more feasible. So that's that's what's new with us.
I would definitely keep it open for the future. You can't let one kind of not perfect situation ruin it. I was curious, have you talked to him since then? Did he say anything to follow up with you guys at all?
Yes, there was a little follow up sort of the next day, a little like, hey, like, thanks. Sorry the dog didn't like you. And, you know, oh, like, no problem, you know, it's fine. And then there was like a little bit of a Merry Christmas in there. Just that's kind of how the timeline fell. Mm-hmm. But that's really been about it. So I don't know if it's just kind of like a mutual understanding at this point that like maybe we were not the best
hopefully,
sort of fit
just
together.
Let it go.
And yeah, like no hard feelings. But yeah, that's kind of where that's at for now.
So speaking of Christmas and this fun, cheery holiday season we're all in. I think one of the other fun things that we've both been able to do together is a gift exchange between each other. And yes, I know everyone does it with their friends and their family. It's not like it's a brand new thing doing a Christmas gift exchange. But for some reason with lifestyle friends or friends with a twist such as us, it's a little more fun being able to think of some gifts to give to each other. And also some of those gifts, it seems to be like a trend. So after a while, people start to notice, let me just say it, the pineapple theme. Everyone knows about the lifestyle pineapple theme. Like, we just have to explain to our friends and family, we just have this crazy obsession with pineapples. They're so fun for summer. But yeah, speaking of them, so you gave me a couple, what do you call them, like spoon holder? Like where you lay down your ladle and your spoon.
No, so in my head, when I ordered them online.
Oh, yeah.
The description was a plate. It was a pineapple plate.
Oh.
So in my head, I was ordering these gifts for Madison as kind of like a serving plate. You know, like maybe for a summer party, like she can put some appetizers on these plates, like that kind of thing. And then like, haha, it's like our fun little secret.
Yeah.
But your girl, Kenzie here, doesn't understand inches, apparently, because it was clearly in the product description. And I thought I was ordering these like serving platters that were large, like put food on them. And basically what we got, because I ordered myself a set too, by the way.
Oh,
they're like a spoon rest or mean, it's like you're going to put like an olive on this plate. Like, I don't even know. So like kind of like a gift fail there on my part, but hopefully still somewhat fun. I don't know.
It's a pineapple, though.
I don't know what you're going to do with these stupid plates now, so I'm sorry.
If we just have lifestyle friends over, I'll literally just lay them all out on our bar and be like, yeah, it's decoration.
There you go. It's just a pineapple.
I don't know. I think that's just kind of the fun thing about these gifts exchange. Yeah, it's that secret little, like, double meaning that no one, well, people might know, but they don't know we're a part of the lifestyle, so they don't realize that it means something to us.
Exactly. And it's also fun because I think Madison and I have a totally vanilla friend who absolutely loves pineapples.
Oh, yeah.
for a pineapple, not for any sort of double meeting. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we sort of get a little silent giggle every time that there's a pineapple involved because this very sweet, caring, loving, sweet, naive girl loves pineapples and just has no idea about this other side of the pineapple. So I think that's also fun for us when we bring out this pineapple stuff.
I know.
And she just loves it for the sake of being a pineapple. And we're over here giggling like
dirty swingers. Which God bless everybody. Pineapples are great. Yes. But we just love to have our secret little thing. They're like, oh, this could mean something else to us. And one of the other fun things that you got me, or that Kenzie got me, was this dish towel with ornaments hanging down. It's beautiful. And then I go to read the text on the towel, and it says, balls deep in Christmas. So, like, it looks so beautiful from afar. And, I mean, it's still beautiful. We love balls deep, you know. Barry loves balls and sugar. We're all about balls being Christmassy. We love it. So I'm obviously displaying that when vanilla people are over. Like, who cares? It's just a funny little
exactly
dirty towel. Yeah. I loved it.
So that has been super fun, I think, for us over the years to exchange those gifts between Madison and I. Mm-hmm. I think that also opens up some different gift exchanges with your spouse. Obviously, you mentioned a few sort of early Christmas gifts that you and Barry have shared. Mm-hmm. But I think it opens up some other opportunities between spouses, partners, for some fun, sexy Christmas. And you know, with everything in the lifestyle, it always opens a new, I don't know, a new sort of fabrication that you have to come up with. I know that for me, like, my family will very, you know, innocently and probably, you know, it's expected, they'll ask, oh, what did you get for Christmas? And I have to sort of do like a mental inventory of what can I tell them that I got versus yeah. what do I not tell them that I got. Mm-hmm. So, for example, this year, the two things that I got from Gary that I would not tell my family that I received for Christmas are a new sex toy and a new piece Ooh. Of lingerie. Ooh. Because they just, I mean, I don't know, their poor little brains would just explode. It would just, it's no good. But yeah, so it's always interesting to sort of keep that mental, I don't know, spreadsheet intact in terms of like what you can tell other people that you got for Christmas versus what you might not want to advertise to your vanilla friends and family. But it definitely adds that extra little twist, you know, mm-hmm. in your relationships, whether it's between you and I, Madison, or, you know, mm-hmm. between our husbands. So I, you know, just another little kind of fun twist of the lifestyle that opens up those other possibilities.
Oh, Christmas is always fun when you're in the lifestyle, isn't it? So I think that pretty much wraps up our chick chat segment. And next we'll move into our life in the lifestyle, where we're going to talk a little bit about our travel plans in the coming new year. So the lifestyle definitely brings some new vacation options into our lives, don't you think?
Indeed.
For example, some lifestyle resorts or some nudist resorts or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. I know that Barry and I are planning to go to Temptations Resort this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have any travel plans this coming year.
We do. Gary and I are booked for Desire Pearl.
Oh, yes.
We've been there. April. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to manage my expectations. I am very excited about it because we didn't get to travel at all in 2020. So I am so looking forward to going back in 2021. There's a little part of me that's still a little skeptical if we're actually going to make it there or not, given the state of the world. But
yeah.
I am very hopeful that we're going to get back home because we definitely really enjoy it there and really all the Desire resorts because they're so fun and open and free and great people and good drinks.
And no tan lines. It's amazing.
Bonus.
One of the perks. Definitely meeting some fun new people there, mm-hmm. having naked fun or at least topless fun. Yeah. I think I like to be topless more. I always like having a little something on, even when I go to these.
Little mystique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave something to wonder about, even though you can pretty much guess what's underneath the little thong fabric we have on, but still.
Fair enough.
I think it's fun to go to those types of resorts. Not only do you not really have to worry about like what you say in front of people, because just going back to what we said, I know we're going to talk about this again, but like with the Christmas thing, I feel like anytime I have to talk to a non-lifestyle person or like a family member, I always have to think before I say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we're down there, it's just fun to be free, meet people from our country, other countries, and just kind of see like what the lifestyle world is outside of what we're used to.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like there's such a difference in the friendliness of people.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Gary and I have been to a couple resorts that were more nudist rather than lifestyle.
Okay.
I think they still attracted some lifestyle couples, but it was really more about being nude. So there weren't, you know, there were no sex acts permitted around the pool or that kind of thing.
Mm.
But just people are so much more friendly. And it just is funny to me that, again, especially like, you know, for like you and I, Madison, mm-hmm. wearing these tiny scraps of cloth considered a bikini, but just removing that, it's amazing how that little barrier, I don't know if it's just like a mental barrier, it just opens people right up that they're so much more friendly. Hmm. And I even think about, if you remember years ago, the four of us went to a resort in the Cancun area.
Yeah.
That was just a totally vanilla resort. Oh, it was an awesome vacation. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody talked to us. We were just our own little bubble.
True.
And again, I mean, there was like the four of us. So, I mean, that can be kind of weird to try to break into. But at a lifestyle resort, it's just such a different ball game. People are just so much more open and free and chatty and friendly that's always been really fun for us on vacation.
Yeah, I think that's one of our favorite parts about going to resorts like that, such as Desire, Temptations. We've never been to Hito, so I don't know if that's kind of the same vibe.
Yeah, no, us either.
But just the people are, like you said, so friendly, and it doesn't matter what you look like. You don't need to be perfect to go to these places. Definitely you see every type of body type there, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But like everyone's just, I think it's just so cool how comfortable and confident everyone is just being themselves.
Yeah.
That it's so much easier to just go up and talk to new people.
Absolutely. And I would say, I think all of us ladies, mm-hmm. any time that you're getting on that plane to go to vacation, we all wish that we had lost that extra 5 or 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And let me just tell you, when you get there, it don't matter. Have your first drink.
You're still beautiful.
You're like, beautiful.
Really, no one judges.
Like, it is so, like, I don't know. I can say the words until I'm blue in the face and you're not going to believe me. But once you get there, you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. Everyone is welcoming and friendly.
Accepting, yeah.
And you're, I don't know, depending on what your rules are, like, you might not want to sleep with everyone. Everyone isn't going to want to sleep with everyone. Like, it's fine. Like, you'll find people to hang out with and chat with. And however comfortable you are with the physical stuff, you'll find someone that you'll match with. And it's just always been a really positive experience for us.
So do you have any favorite memories or, like, one little story that really sticks out in your mind from one of these trips?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Share.
So I will go with, this was at Desire Pearl. We met a couple that we really clicked with. We had fun, you know, during the day, like chatting, you know, we had some drinks, whatever. Long story short, we ended up in their room that night. And what stands out to me is that it was one of those moments, I think we've talked about this before, Madison, like, it was funny, but we were able to kind of flip that switch and like get it back to sexy.
Yes, yes, I love that.
So there was a toy involved, and the toy got placed on a nightstand. And okay, like, you know, I was with him, Gary was with her. We were all like in this lovely massive bed together. So like that's fun for us. And we're, you know, going through the motions. And then this toy on the nightstand sort of comes back to life, vibrates itself
off. On its own?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. But vibrates itself off the nightstand onto the floor. It's like clattering around. We're all sort of like chuckling about it and like not really sure like if it's worth attending to or not. So like we kind of have like this minute. Yeah. Okay. That's a word. We have a minute of levity and sort of this fun haha kind of moment. But we were all able to sort of, I don't know, refocus and continue with the, you know, the sexy fun that we were having. And that couple actually has since become pretty good friends. We've seen them since that Desire trip.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But that first sort of encounter always sticks in my mind as sort of a fun experience where we sort of had like this, I don't know, potentially maybe awkward kind of thing clattering on the floor, but yeah. we were all able to kind of laugh and move on and, you know, enjoy our evening together. So that's always a good desire memory for me. What about nice. You? Do you have a good one to share?
Let's see. I don't think it's funny, but one of our memories from same place, Desire Pearl, was when we were there, there just seemed to be a lot of couples that were significantly older than us, which is no problem. They were all super fun to hang out with all yeah. day long. We had a blast all day long. But there was this other young, like one other younger couple there. And one of the nights after we got dressed up to go to the club or the disco, yeah, is that what they call it? The disco. We ended up just hanging out at the bar there with them. And at some point, chocolate syrup got brought out by, I think someone requested it from one of the bartenders. And all of a sudden, like, dresses were coming down, and next thing I knew, I had chocolate syrup all over my boobs and like down my stomach. And this other younger girl that I just met, who was awesome, she's just licking it off. Oh, and I think another lady joined in too.
Yeah,
I didn't talk to her ever before this, but yeah, I just let her do it. And so they're just licking chocolate syrup off of my naked top half of my body as I'm like laying on the bar a little bit too. Oh my god, the bartenders were they gotta love their jobs. They're oh my awesome. Gosh, they were staring like in awe. They were so happy. So good for them. I hope they enjoyed it. But I think that was just one of the most random things. We didn't go down to the disco expecting anything like that. But then all of a sudden we just clicked with these people at the bar because it's, like we said, it's super easy there. And next thing you know, we're licking each other.
Ta-da.
Like chocolate off each other. Unfortunately, I don't really have a story where it went a little bit further there. But I don't think you even need to have that to have a really good time at these resorts. So.
Absolutely.
So real quick, just to kind of, I guess, wrap up our little life and lifestyle thing, what do you tell your vanilla friends and family when you go to vacations like this?
So for Gary and I, we use the vanilla resort that we went to with you and Barry.
Oh, yeah.
And we just, we're lifers there. We love it so much. So we pretty much always use that as sort of our cover. And thank God now, I think with, you know, cell phones, it's not as though someone has to call the hotel front desk in an emergency.
True.
Like they can pretty much reach you, you know, like through Wi-Fi or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have been fortunate, knock on wood, as I knock on my head, that it hasn't been an issue. And I know other couples use neighboring resorts.
Yeah.
As sort of a cover. Yeah. But yeah, so for us, we kind of have picked this one random vanilla resort and just say that like we just keep going back there. Yeah, we're going there again. We love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been our cover. What about you?
Oh, we're pretty much the same. We either mention a resort that we have been to in the past, whether it's been us alone or with you guys. We switch it all the time.
Sure.
Not many people really ask details about it. My Thank parents, God. Sometimes they kind of ask a little bit more. So I'll just throw out like a name of a place we've been. And pretty much the pictures that I like to take pictures. The pictures we share are very generic. Mm-hmm. So you can't really tell where we are. So yeah, it's just big old cover-up story.
And I know that like if you're out there listening and maybe new to all of this or thinking about going to one of these resorts for the first time, there are some tips and tricks. And just real quick, some people will take they will pop over to that resort next door and take a couple sort of vanilla pictures, you know, that just they randomly can put on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a couple pictures in your room that wouldn't necessarily give away where you are or different things like that. So I'm not saying that you have to do that, but if you are sort of thinking about this route and wondering like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pull this off?
Reach out to us.
Yeah, reach out. I mean, we can offer some other kind of tips and tricks. And, you know, we've talked to other people in the lifestyle that, you know, are managing these same things. So there are ways to do it. It is a little tricky, but it can be done. So if you're curious, let us know. We can talk more about that someday or, you know, reach out and we can answer those questions. But
absolutely.
But it's definitely worth it, I would say.
Yeah. So I think one of the takeaways from this segment is that being in the lifestyle, there's a whole bunch of other resort options out there for you. It's not just your basic vanilla vacation anymore. When you enter the world of lifestyle, you are open to this whole world of resorts with a twist. Options such as Temptations, Desire Pearl, Desire Riviera Maya, Hedo. We've been to Key West together and experienced a couple different other resorts like that. So there's so many other options when you're part of the lifestyle for making it a fun vacation.
Woo! Amen.
So I think next we're going to go into our Going Deep segment, where we're going to talk a little dirty about a certain topic.
Woo! So for this episode, we have chosen to talk about the good old-fashioned blowjob. So,
hence the title of our episode, Heading into 2021.
Ha ha! See what we did there? So, in all seriousness and in reality, I feel like the blowjob, ladies, is something that you are going to do in the lifestyle. Especially if you are in a soft swap scenario, I think that that is very common. I'm not here to say that you absolutely have to do that, but I think that that's pretty common. And I think even in, if you are in a full swap situation, that you're still getting a blowjob, perhaps more so as a warm up to the main event, if you will. So I think that there's a lot of blowjobs involved in the lifestyle. Again, I'm not here to say that you absolutely have to do that and you have to love every second of it and all that kind of thing. No. But I am here to say that it's probably going to happen. So we thought we would sort of take a few minutes here to dissect and go a little bit deeper into the blowjob and see what we can offer you maybe as some advice or some thoughts based on our experiences in all of this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that the blowjob is like that commonality across the lifestyle board. Full swap, soft swap, whatever it is. For some reason, those damn guys always get their blowjobs. So let's get a little deeper into that. All right. So Kenzie, do you like to give them? Let's start simple.
Okay. Madison, I'm going to be honest with you and all of our listeners.
Yeah.
The blowjob is not something that I dream about.
Sure.
It is not my, oh my gosh, I'm here on a Tuesday afternoon. I wish I could just give a blowjob. And I'm sorry, that's going to turn some of our male listeners off. Guys, I love you. I'm sorry, but that's just like not my thing. Like that's not how my brain is wired.
That's fair.
However, I think in some situations, they can be very empowering. They can kind of give you that sense of like, I'm in control. I can do what I want with you. I can make you come right now if I wanted to.
Yeah.
So they can be sexy. Mm-hmm. I fully acknowledge that. But they typically are not my like, yes, oh my God, I wish I could just give a blowjob right now.
Yeah, you're not kind like of movement. Dying for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about you, Madison?
I think I'm kind of the same way. Sometimes I love them. Sometimes I'm like, eh, just got to do it to do it, you know? No, I don't mind it. I totally agree with that empowering thing. Like, it's so fun to just, like, have your hand around that dick and, like, it gets – you are the one making it that hard. Yep. Yeah. That's freaking awesome to feel that way.
And I think – go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think there are those different types of blowjobs.
Yes.
There are the – like, the warm-up blowjob. Like, I need to sort of get you to the point where we're going to go full swap. Or there are the – yes, I love you, spouse, partner, significant other, but my period just started and we're just going to move on with just our lives.
Like, let's get this done.
Yeah. So I think there's sort of a spectrum there.
True. I agree.
I think the ladies might resonate with this a little bit more so than the men that might be listening, but I think there are those different types. And we can kind of recognize them for what they are, but yeah, I think there's some pros and cons involved.
I would agree with that. I've totally been on the whole spectrum too. Sometimes it's just that's like all I want to do. Like I'm really into it. And other times it's like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it, but I want to do something. All right, let's do this little thing. So speaking of giving them, what techniques do you like to use? What is Kenzie's standard blowjob?
Oh, shit. All right. So I tend to do a combo of the mouth and the hand.
Okay.
And I don't know if this might lead into kind of another related topic to all of this. I am not your deep throat queen.
Oh, really?
I mean, I kind of wish I was, but I'm just not. Like, I mean, you know, it's on the bucket list. I'll keep working on it, but I'm not there yet. So I feel like I need a little hand action to complement the depth of which I can handle the penis. I know, so technical, so sexy, right, guys? But that's kind of where I'm at. So I feel like I tend to have a little hand action. I like to incorporate the balls a little.
Yeah.
Whether with the hand, sometimes with the mouth, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm really mm-hmm. feeling frisky about it. But other than that, I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, I try to keep it lubricated. I don't want to like drool all over people like that. I feel like there's a line you can cross there where it's not really sexy mm-hmm. anymore. But I don't know. That can sometimes maybe be a challenge. Like if you're really going at it for a minute, it's, you know, it's hard to keep it lubricated as much yeah. as you might like. So yeah, I try mm-hmm. to incorporate some hands. I like to incorporate the balls in one way or another. But those, I guess, have been my little secrets to success, if you want to. That may be a reach there. But what about you, Madison?
I'm sorry. I just totally cut you off.
You're fine.
But didn't I ask you this, like, one of the last times after we all four of us played together? I was like, how do you do your blowjobs? Like, you got my husband off so, like, I don't know, I guess quicker in a way than I would. And, yeah. like, just so... successfully, like for a while, like I just wanted to know what your tips were. So, I mean, I just heard what they were, but it's just funny how yeah. just randomly I happened to ask you that like a yeah. couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, so my beloved husband, Gary, equates the blowjob to pizza, oddly enough.
Yeah, pizza.
In that mm-hmm. a blowjob is like pizza. Even a bad pizza is still pizza.
Better
Hence,
than
even a bad blowjob is still a blowjob. They aren't going to complain too much about it.
True. Guys are so easy.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Bless their hearts.
I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
They can be. So I think like the one universal rule, in case anyone out there is wondering, mm-hmm. no teeth.
I agree with that.
No, you have to keep the teeth away from the penis.
Yes.
And I think you're pretty good, actually, after that. I mean, that's like the one seemingly universal rule. I don't know. I think maybe the way my mouth is shaped helps, but
oh my gosh,
it's not what? Like anyone else can like really do okay. anything about that. So
yeah,
just got to get a good seal on that.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much the same with you. I think you need lots of slobber and lubrication.
That helps.
You
got to
keep it wet.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're using your hand. They don't like that draw. What am I saying? Dry hand on cock kind of thing. No, you got to lubricate it well, as I'm doing the hand motion right
yes,
next
I
to my
see
mic
it.
Here.
Yes. Yeah. It looks good. That seems like it would be very satisfying.
So I think I kind of do the same thing with blowjobs. You know, I do that mouth and hand action too, where it's mm-hmm. all well lubricated. A little bit cupping the balls with the yeah. hands, suck yeah, on them yeah. once in a while. It's fun. Let them roll around one at a time. I do like roll around my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, fair.
But I must say, I'm definitely a little more adventurous when I'm doing that with my husband. Like, I don't think I've ever in the lifestyle put another man's balls in my mouth. I don't yeah. think I have. I've definitely obviously put my hand in my mouth on another man's cock, but I yeah. don't think I've put his balls in my mouth before.
You know, so I agree. You? Like, now that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that I have either.
I don't think it's for any reason, but I just feel like with the lifestyle, it's just a little, I don't know, you're maybe a little more hesitant to like go all the way.
Right.
Contrary to you, I guess I'm a deep throat queen, and I'll brag
good
about
for you.
That. Put my crown on straight. There
do
we
it.
Go. I'm the queen of that. No,
yes.
I'm just kidding. But I like to do that. I like to challenge myself. So when we meet new people in the lifestyle, like, yeah, I always try to do that for some reason. I don't know. I feel like that whole empowerment thing, like that's one thing I like to do.
Yeah, that's good.
When we've met with single men in the past, again, I'd like to do that deep throating too. I usually like to, you know, that classic Eiffel Tower thing. You got
yeah.
one in the one end and then you got your bent over, you have the other one in your mouth. I love being able to do that. I think I have also had like two cocks in my mouth at once. Mm-hmm. Have you? I'm trying to remember. I think I have.
I think there's been a double blowjob or two in my life and perhaps in our lives.
Yeah.
That seems to be popular.
That's pretty fun to do.
Yeah.
Especially with like male, female, male threesomes. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. don't think, no, I've never successfully done the whole, I know we're out of blowjobs now. Wait, maybe I shouldn't go into that whole DP thing, but that just reminded me of that too. I don't think I've ever actually done that with another lifestyle couple.
No.
Done it with a toy mm-hmm. in the ass and the dick in the V. I don't mm-hmm. know why I just made that short term. But yeah, I don't know what it is. I guess I kind of like to, when we meet other couples, show off with like my blowjob skills. Do you
Hell
feel
yeah.
that way too? Like you want
Why
to
not?
Show like, hey, like I'm fun
worth
to be
it.
With. Look what
yeah.
I can do. Like look what my man gets.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something I kind of enjoy about that.
Sure.
So how do you feel, especially when you're doing it with maybe another couple or just a single in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. what do you think the man should be doing while you are giving them this amazing blowjob or this mediocre blowjob,
whatever, you know, whatever day it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy some encouragement, like a moan, a few words of encouragement, like a harder, faster, slower.
Or just,
yeah, like something. Like I don't necessarily care what it is, but a little direction is helpful.
Agreed.
I feel like as much as we have said that, you know, like about the bad pizza and analogy, I think blowjobs are very individual. I think every man is going to like something a little True. Bit different than the next person. Mm-hmm. And I get that. I appreciate it. That's fine. So a little encouragement along the way is fine. I'm open to some constructive criticism if they want it a little bit different.
Yeah.
I can kind of follow those leads.
I think that's kind of a good thing. In the lifestyle, you like should be okay being able to express to someone like, yeah, I really like this. Or, yeah. you know, maybe just kind of guide someone away.
Sure.
Because it's not that you're saying what they're doing is like terrible, but everyone likes something, like you said, a little differently.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to be open to other couples or singles when you're meeting them to really express, you know, give them feedback so they know what to continue to do or what not to continue doing.
Exactly. And I think for me, the only thing, and I don't even know where this comes from, the one thing that I really don't enjoy is the head tap.
What do you mean?
The I'm about to come head tap.
Oh.
I would much prefer that a man just use words and let me decide what to do. I kind of hate the head tap.
So they head tap you and then what do? They just like are going to come in your mouth?
Yeah.
Then? Oh.
And I don't know. I don't know if that was just like a weird, like where I went to college kind of thing, because that's where I like first encountered it. But I something about it just drives me nuts.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
I don't want you to tap my head. So if you want to like use words and say, oh, I'm going to come.
Yeah.
Like that's fine. And then like let me decide what's happening.
Yeah. Say, I'm going to come. Where do you want it? That's exactly what Barry says.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, my mouth. Oh,
here.
My tits.
Where?
Oh, yeah. My stomach. Oh, anyway, my ass.
All of it. Yes.
Everywhere.
I know. So again, like that's a very like random, weird me thing. But maybe someone else out there feels the same way. I would much prefer to have some words and some communication. And really, in all honesty, ideally, this is perhaps something that has been discussed ahead of time. Because again, depending if you're in that kind of soft swap versus full swap situation, there might be, I don't know, people could have rules about who they finish with and when they finish and, you know, different things like that. So it's definitely worth some conversation ahead of time about how and when people should finish, as much as that can be controlled. But yeah, so that's just kind of my two cents on it.
Where do you prefer after a blowjob? Say you're just doing soft swap with another couple. Mm-hmm. Where do you prefer that other guy to finish? On you? In you? Well, not, you know, your mouth.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm probably like the freak in all of this. I just want to take it in my mouth.
And swallow. Or spit.
And then I like to go spit it out.
Oh, spitter.
I know. Like I'm so unsexy, you guys. I'm sorry. But in my head, like, how much different is it for the male? Like, I've still sort of like...
Yeah, does it matter?
I've completed the transaction. Like, do they really care if I have actually swallowed it or if I excuse myself to the restroom for a minute?
It shouldn't matter.
I don't know. This is a little fantasy world that I live in that it doesn't matter. Maybe, like, someone's going to write in and tell me, like, I'm crazy, and that's fine. Like, that's good feedback for me to know. But that's kind of my preferred method is to just take it in my mouth and then basically do what I choose to do with it from there.
That's fair.
But I don't know. How do you feel about it, Madison? Where do you want people to finish?
I guess when we've done soft swap before, I'm trying to remember what we've had happen. But I think I'm probably about the same way. When it's someone else, for some reason, I would probably take it in my mouth to probably half the time swallow it, half the time just spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
At least in those soft swap scenarios. When we're doing full swap with other couples, obviously the blowjob leads into more. So it's a warm-up BJ thing we were talking about.
Sure.
So at that point, they have a condom on and then it doesn't matter. Usually we switch back to our partners and kind of finish that way. Yeah, I think it's just very different for me between my own partner and someone else in lifestyle. I'm obviously a little more resistant and a little more cautious maybe with others for some reason. I don't know. It's just me too.
No, I think that's fair. So I think really the takeaway from all of this is that one size does not fit all. I think that as with everything else in the lifestyle, communication is very important. I think that it's important to maybe establish those boundaries, if you will, how people want to finish, with whom they want to finish, what some of those sort of preferences are. And again, like, I don't know, I guess that probably sounds pretty unsexy, like to be having that conversation before you start playing with people. But I do think it's important. I do think there are sexy ways that you can say that, you know, like as you're maybe unbuttoning someone's pants, you can be asking, so how do you want this to end? Who should finish you off? Do you want to go back to your wife? I don't know. Maybe that wasn't the best example, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to kind of have that little bit of conversation, even if it is very minimal, just so that the expectations are clear. People know, you know, kind of what they should be doing. I think really for the most part in the lifestyle, nobody wants to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So please, like, use your words. Tell people what you want and what you're comfortable with. I think for the most part, people will honor that and work with you. So just express yourself and don't feel bad about it. Just own it and have it and enjoy that blowjob to the fullest.
Well said, Kenzie. So let's take a short break and we'll come back with our surprise question from Gary and Barry. And we're back with our surprise question for this month, brought to you by Gary, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, Kenzie, read it to us.
Here we go. All right, brace yourselves, listeners. Tell us about a hard dick that just would not come. And wait for it, there are follow-up questions.
Oh, boy.
How long were you sucking? How did you know when to quit? What started to hurt? Lips? What? Back? My neck. My back.
Yay.
What did you think about and look at during a long blowjob?
Ooh, okay.
There are just a plethora of answers here. So I'm going to let Madison try to tackle this first. But again, just as a very quick recap, hard dick wouldn't come. How long were you sucking? How'd you know when to quit? What started to hurt? What do you think about and look at during this long blowjob?
Oh my gosh. So many questions. Oh, let me quick sort through my little repository of dicks in my mind.
countless dicks.
All right. No, there's definitely been a few that, like our husbands say about us, like we're tough nuts to crack.
Yep.
Like I felt the same way about some dicks out there.
Yep.
So I've definitely experienced a few that take a little bit longer to melt in my mouth or wherever it may be.
Right.
Gosh, I'm trying to just think of the longest sucking. I don't know. It's definitely, I've never timed it. So I don't know. There's been a few that's been a few minutes too long. I don't know. What is the average suck time?
I don't know how to answer that question.
10 minutes? 15 minutes? I don't know. 15 too long, maybe?
I feel like 15's too long.
So I've definitely been a part of where it's to the point where it's been maybe 15 minutes or longer. And it's just like, wow, like nothing's changing. They're hard as a rock, which is great. But like, guys tend to like put their hand on your head and they just keep you going. So you're like, okay, I got to keep going.
Right.
So I've definitely experienced that. How did I know when to quit? I think for me with this question, I quit when I will just want to quit. Like it's up to me.
Exactly.
If they come in your mouth, you know when to stop. But if you're going and going and going, you don't need to keep doing that if you don't want to. Like you do it to the point where it's fun and then you can say like, okay, let's do something else or let's kind of swap it out and maybe you do something to me now.
Yep.
I think it's very fair to do when it's going on and on.
Take note, ladies, you're in control.
You do have a voice. And I was taking notes as you said this. So I think the last question was kind of what did you think about or look at? Oh my gosh. I've totally had so many fleeting moments while giving head. Like totally not even related to what I was doing.
Yep.
Sometimes I just think about like, sometimes it's very sexual, like, oh, what am I going to do next? Or like, how do I look? Is my, like, if I'm bent, if I'm down on my knees, I like, oh, is my ass up high enough so he can still see my ass while I'm looking at him as I'm sucking his cock? I don't know. I think about that stuff.
Sure.
But then sometimes I think about like where we are, like, oh, it's hot in here. Oh, is our fireplace still going? Or what am I going to do after this? And mm-hmm. it's your mind just goes and goes when you're sucking dick for a while. Yeah. So it kind of varies. I guess I usually just stare. Sometimes I make eye contact with the guy. So mm-hmm. I'll be looking at their eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't like to do that too long. Like, I'm staring at you right now and I feel very uncomfortable. Like, I don't like to
There's such a thing as too much. Yeah, I got it.
So I'll usually like look down, you know, look around, look at their stomach. I'm just looking at them, looking at my hand. And my mind kind of wanders a little bit. But normally my goal is when I'm giving, a blowjob is to get real deep, wow them with my non-existent gag reflex, and have some sort of end result from it all. Like, I want to have the end result because I feel successful. Right. So I guess I sort of answered all those questions. Did I miss anything?
No, you went real deep on all of that. Yeah, you're good.
All right, so spotlight's on you. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Okay. Probably pretty similar to a lot of what you have said. As far as how long you were sucking, that question, I mean, God, it felt like forever in this particular instance that I'm thinking of to answer this question.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was like 10 minutes. It could have felt like 3 days. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know, time is irrelevant at that point.
Do you find that you like stop enjoying it after a certain amount of time? Like, it's work?
Yes, I would say that.
That's fair. Okay, go on.
Like, for a while, it's fun. And then it's just like, what is happening? Like, am I not, like, what am I doing wrong?
My jaw hurts, I get numb, my neck hurts.
No, that's a thing. Yes, it's real.
Go on.
So in this particular instance that I'm thinking about to answer this question, how did you know when to quit? Mm-hmm. It's because Gary came and sort of like swatted my ass, like, hey, we're done with this now.
Move on.
Time to move on. So that was helpful.
That's nice.
Because like, I sort of felt this like debt, like I needed to like make this happen, but I didn't. I mean, it's fine. Everybody's fine. But yeah, so like Gary helped me along with that one again in this instance that I'm thinking about. And then
what'd you think about?
What started to hurt?
Oh shoot. I forgot that. Yeah.
I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, probably the jaw a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes I have to, like, I did that the other night. I was massaging both sides of my jaw while I was going down on my husband.
Right, trying to prevent the lockjaw. Yeah, that. Yeah, I would say that's the most common for me. Like, there's, yeah, I mean, just kind of the jaw.
Do you ever get numb lips? I like to do that, and then I go like, brrr, look at my DSL, my dick sucking lips. No?
No. Okay. But that's amazing. I'm going to try that for next time. And then what did I think about during this god-awful long-ass blowjob?
But also a little fun.
But kind of fun at the start, yeah. No, I sort of like start to get in my own head, like, why is this not going well? Like, what am, like, should I go harder? Should I go softer? Do I grab more here? Do I grab more there? Do I get the balls involved? Like, what am I, like, I kind of, like, I guess I'm kind of critical. Like, I'm thinking about, like, well, shit, like, what am I doing wrong? So, like, how do I do better? Like, why is this not working?
Well, yeah, not every guy, like, just will come and he still has a great time.
Yeah, so. Not every cock is going to respond the same way to the same technique. Yeah. And, like, cognitively, I understand all of this. But in the moment, it just kind of feels like, shit, like, what can I do better? What's wrong? Like, how do I fix this? Like, I want to make you come. Like, why are you not coming? And then, like, it can kind of spiral out of control. So I need to keep that in check. Just kind of, like, a little personal. Now everybody knows, in case you ever meet me. There you go. There, it's all out on the table. You're welcome.
And that wraps up episode 3. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to us. We would love to hear from you. So please feel free to connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Please feel free to also leave us a review whenever you listen to this podcast. And if you like us, please share us with your friends. And if there's anything you'd like to talk to us about, let us know.
And until next time, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.